Hi, it's Charlie Connolly here. I write every week in the New European on books and literature and great European lives. If you'd like to enjoy more from the New European, you can join us by subscribing at theneweuropean.co.uk/subscribe. That's theneweuropean.co.uk/subscribe. Great European Lives. From the New European. Johan Cruyff. 25th of April 1947 to the 24th of March 2016. Jan Olsen was never a household name, but he was still a pretty decent footballer. The right back was 31 when he broke into the Swedish national side during a run of just two defeats in 19 matches that sent them to the 1974 World Cup finals in West Germany. After drawing their opening game with Bulgaria 0-0, Olsen's Swedish side, short on flair but long on defensive organisation, came up against a multi-talented Dutch team, who weren't just fancied to win the competition, they were almost expected to walk it in a bewildering flurry of short passes. On a rainy night in Dortmund, the Swedes worked hard not to give the Dutch any time on the ball, and Olsen was doing a decent job keeping tabs on their superstar Johan Cruyff. In the 24th minute, when Cruyff killed a long ball from Arie Haan on his instep just outside the penalty area, Olsen was on him in a flash, knowing just what Cruyff could do if he was allowed to settle on the ball. As the defender harried and jostled, Cruyff rolled the ball under his studs, turned his back on Olsen and the goal, and for a split second seemed unsure what to do next. Sensing this, the Swede pressed even closer behind him, close enough even to briefly wrap his left arm around Cruyff's midriff. Releasing the ball from between his feet, Cruyff turned to the left, opened up his body, and drew back his right foot, as if to cross the ball into the penalty area. Olsen shifted his weight, ready to block the pass, but instead of striking the ball, Cruyff pushed it with his instep behind his standing leg, and in a skip and an instant created 2 yards of space where there'd been none before. Suddenly he was herring towards the byline, and for Olsen, still moving to cut out a cross that never came, it must have felt like he'd vanished into thin air. Where Cruyff had spun like Nureyev, Olsen felt suddenly oppressed by gravity. His head whipped around, wet hair flying, trying to move his feet and change direction, but knowing it was too late. Cruyff had pulled off a manoeuvre of vision, impudence and skill, too good for far better players than Jan Olsen. This was genius, at the very edge of physics itself. "I still don't understand how he did it," said Olsen, speaking after Cruyff's death in 2016. "Even now, every time I see the video, I think I've got the ball. Then every time he surprises me all over again." It's one of the most replayed World Cup moments, more famous indeed than any of Cruyff's goals. He led Ajax to 3 European Cups in a row, 8 Dutch titles and 5 Dutch Cup wins. He won La Liga with Barcelona and finished his playing career helping Feyenoord to a League and Cup double. As manager of Barcelona, he won a European Cup, 2 European Cup Winners' Cups, and 4 Spanish League titles. But for all the silverware, the 48 Dutch caps, the 300-plus career goals, it's the Cruyff turn that most people remember. It endures for reasons that go beyond simply shaking off a Swedish defender. There's the notion of space, for one thing. If football can express the character of a nation, then for the Netherlands, it's in the way that golden generation, with Cruyff leading the way, found new ways of making use of the space available on a football pitch. As a small country hemmed in by the sea, the Dutch have always been inventive when it comes to space. Whether in the tall, narrow houses of Amsterdam, or snatching land from beneath the nose of the sea. When Cruyff conjured space where Olsen had ensured there was none, He was expressing something very Dutch. "You need to look, you need to think," Cruyff said 2 years before his death, talking about life as much as football. "You need to move, you need to find space, you need to help others. It's very simple in the end." Writing on Cruyff's 50th birthday in 1997, Dutch journalist Hubert Smeets even credited Cruyff with defining the modern Netherlands. "The Dutch are at their best when they can combine the system with individual creativity," he said. Johan Cruyff is the main representative of that. He made this country after the war. In that split second, as Olsen closed in, Cruyff knew there was the option of a simple pass, as teammates moved to make themselves available. That's what they did. This was their system. Find space. Work for each other. Support the man on the ball. Give him options. Cruyff decided against the simple pass and looked to his own individual creativity. It wasn't greed. It wasn't even really arrogance. He'd simply decided the option most likely to produce a goal was to shake off Olsen and pick out Johnny Rep with a cross from the outside of his boot. It was called total football, a fluidity of space and movement, a combination of flair and organisation, facilitated by short passes. It was revolutionary at the time. If Cruyff didn't actually invent total football, he was its creative hub, its beating heart. It was a system that came out of Ajax, and Cruyff was steeped in the club from an early age. The family's home in Amsterdam and his father's greengrocer's shop were close to Ajax's De Meer Stadium, and by the time he was 10, Cruyff was already in the club's academy. When his father died 2 years later and his mother had to give up the shop, she took a job as a cleaner at Ajax instead. When Cruyff was in his teens, his mother married the groundsman, and he'd help out hanging goal nets, mixing the line whitener and mowing the pitch. At the age of 15, Cruyff was selected to be a ball boy at the De Meer for the 1962 European Cup final between Benfica and Real Madrid. It was an experience that blew his mind. Being able to watch Real's star forward Alfredo Di Stefano at such close quarters changed everything for the youngster. He noted the freedom he had and the vision, speed and strength he displayed. Di Stefano, he thought, was the complete footballer, and this was exactly how the game needed to be played. 2 years later, he broke into the Ajax first team and scored on his debut. In his first full season, 1965-66, Ajax won the Eredivisie thanks to Cruyff's 25 goals in just 23 games. 5 years later, under coach Reinus Michels, with whom he formed a particular bond, Ajax won the first of their three consecutive European Cups. For all he was meshed into the club's DNA, Cruyff's single-mindedness saw him depart Ajax in 1973, when the playing squad voted Piet Keizer as club captain instead of him. Michels had moved to Barcelona by then, and Cruyff joined him at a club on which he'd leave a mark as indelible as the one he'd left on Ajax. In Cruyff's first season at the Nou Camp, Barcelona won their first title in 13 seasons, thrashing hated rivals Real Madrid in Madrid 5-0 in the process. Such was Cruyff's influence that he is credited, first as a player, then later as a coach, with turning Barcelona into the club they are today. He even named his son Jordi after the Catalan patron saint, and said he could never have played for Real Madrid, as they'd been Franco's team. This kind of singular certainty that he was right was the biggest influence on his career. When in 1983 he'd rejoined Ajax, only to learn that the club chairman doubted the 36-year-old's ability, he promptly signed for arch-rivals Feyenoord of Rotterdam and won them the double. When he joined the Washington Diplomats as playmaker and fans complained he wasn't scoring enough goals, he said, "Sure, I could score goals. In fact, that's what I'm going to do now. Forget about organisation. I'm going to play football just for the spectator. We'll start winning games, but we won't win any championships. If you want to win trophies, you have to play organised." Cruyff scored a hatful of goals. The Diplomats were knocked out in the quarter-finals. Even his glittering coaching career only began in order to prove a point. "I only decided to become a manager when I was told I couldn't, he said. All of this, everything that made Cruyff great, the skill, the vision, the self-assurance, the innate Dutchness that he both absorbed and defined, all of it can be found in that single moment against Sweden in 1974. The Dutch didn't win that World Cup, but that turn expressed the greatness of the player and the team, even for the man it had bamboozled. I love everything about it, said Jan Olsen. I wasn't humiliated. I just had no chance. Johan Cruyff was a genius. Great European Lives is brought to you by The New European. It's written and presented by Charlie Connolly, and the series producer is Steve Anglesey.